People with a support person. A support person can be a paid personal support worker, an intervener, volunteer, family member, or friend. A support person might help your customer with communication, mobility, personal care, or with accessing your services. A person with a disability is permitted to bring their support person with them to any area of your premises that is open to the public or to third parties. If your organization charges for admission, such as a movie theater, it must provide advance notice of what admission fee or fare, if any, will be charged for a support person, for example, through a prominently placed sign or a notice on your website. If your organization is a public transportation provider, then fares for a support person must be waived when they are accompanying a person with a disability who relies on their support. This requirement is specified under the transportation standard. It is the responsibility of the person with a disability to demonstrate their need for a support person to the public transportation provider. Tips: if you're not sure which person is the customer, take your lead from the person using or requesting service, or simply ask. Speak directly to your customer, not to their support person. If your organization charges an admission fee or fare, be familiar with its policy on fees or fares for support persons. It's good practice to confirm with your customer whether they want the support person to be present while confidential matters are being discussed. For decision makers, when it may be necessary to require a support person. In limited situations, you may require a person with a disability to be accompanied by a support person for health or safety reasons. You must first consult with that person with a disability and consider available evidence before you determine that a support person is necessary to protect the health or safety of the person with a disability or the health or safety of others on the premises, and there is no other reasonable way to protect the health or safety of the person with a disability and the health or safety of others on the premises. In such a situation, you must waive the admission fee or fare for the support person, if one exists. Tip: identify ahead of time if there are situations where a support person might be required to accompany a person with a disability for health or safety reasons, and consider how you and your staff will handle such situations.